Lecture topic, Embracing the Bitter Decisions of Fate, Part 2.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the confidence of his Sahaba. That is why one day in Tariq al-Saghir, Imam Bukhari has mentioned an amazing narration. He says they were sitting, the Sahaba was sitting, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu was with also. Then he said, tamannu, okay, come folks, make an aspiration, make an ambition, talk, let's see how much you can talk. So someone said, this was the beauty. They differed in their expression, but the common thread was every motivation and ambition was inspired by spiritual direction. As much as they differed, but the common thread that binds them all, it was spiritual. There was nothing else. So one sahabi said, oh, I wish I owned money as full of the entire world. فَأُنْفِقُهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And then I spent it in the path of Allah. So now Umar said, okay, but he didn't look too impressed. Umar, when he was impressed, you knew he was impressed. When he was angry, you knew he was angry. Sayyidina Umar had a loud personality and he was quite clear about himself. Somebody else, what's your desire? I wish I had slaves and I could liberate them. Okay, good. He said, tamanno, talk more, man. Everybody's like this one, that one, I can achieve this, do that. He said, okay, you people are done. They said, Sayyidina Umar, will you be kind enough to tell us what's your desire? He said, atamanna an yakuna mil'a hadha al-bayt mithl atamanna an yakuna mil'a hadha al-bayt rijalan mithla abi ubaida wa muadh ibn jabal wa huzaifa ibn al-yaman fa astamiluhum fi ta'ati Allah wa ta'ati rasulihi. I wish this whole room was full of Muadh ibn Jabals. I wish it was full of Huzaifa ibn Yaman. I wish it was full of these Sahaba. And then with the confidence that I had that every one of them was an army by himself, I could just dispatch them and I know wherever they went, only good will spread in that world, in that place. Then he said, I will tell you what I'm saying. He took money and he said, go give it to Muadh ibn Jabal. And he said, move aside and watch what he does. So he took the money, he went and dropped it in the lap of Muadh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu. Muadh ibn Jabal said, what is this? He said, Hazrat Umar gave it. He said, my brother, do me a favor, you brought it, just give it out for me, please. You brought it for me, just give it out. He said, I said, subhanAllah, look at this man. And respectively, he sent to every sahabi, and not one of them counted it. They tasked the very messenger and envoy to distribute it. Said, now Umar said, did you see my vision when I said I want this room to be filled with people like this? Allah won't default my vision. I knew what I said and I knew what I wanted. Abu Muslim Khawlani rahmatullah alayhi, who is known as Ibrahim hadhihi al-ummah, Abdullah ibn Thub, this is his name. Damascus, Allah gave me the ability, we went to his qabr. He is known as the Ibrahim of this ummah because he was also hurled into a fire and Allah protected him. Sayyidina Umar had heard about the tale. When Abu Muslim Khawlani came, he stood up and he gave him a warm embrace. He said, I never knew the likes of Ibrahim alayhi salam will remain in the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abu Muslim Khawlani looked at the people who had killed Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman. He said, marartum bi ahli Thamud. You ever went by the ruins of the people of Thamud? They said, yes, we went. He said, ushidullaha annakum indallahi mithlahum. By Allah, I consider you to be equal like the people of the nation of Thamud. قَتَلُوا نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَقَتَلْتُمْ خَلِيفَةَ اللَّهِ. They killed the camel of Allah, you killed the deputy of Allah. وَأُشْهِدُ اللَّهَ أَنَّ خَلِيفَتَهُ أَكْرَمُ عَلَيْهِ مِنْ نَاقَتِهِ. And I'm sure you will provoke greater anger of Allah. You will incite and provoke greater wrath of Allah by killing his deputy. Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu said, when a Nabi is killed, 70,000 are the minimum lives that are lost to avenge the life of a Nabi. And when the deputy of a Nabi is killed, the vicegerent of a Nabi is killed, then minimum bloodshed that will result in the Ummah is 35,000 lives. Coming back to the topic, what did I say? Sahaba were tested, but they were on focus. Haritha radiallahu anhu is a young boy standing in the plains of Badr. A stray arrow comes, strikes him, his life is claimed and he passes away. His mother Haritha, the mother of Haritha comes. Now look at this woman. My mind races with me. One is a mother going to receive her child after an excursion and they're waiting and they're phoning and the bus hasn't arrived. I don't know what's happening. Or mother going to receive a child after he's playing sports or cricket or whatever it is. And Allah forbid some are going to fetch their children from things that are unsavory, things that are not in keeping with the teachings of Islam. The child has an inclination that needs to be controlled, that needs to be taken care of. These inclinations, these instincts are not correct. We have to address it and we have to discipline it. Be it as it may, this mother is going to the battlefield to find out what happened to her son. So she meets Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. O Nabi of Allah, my son has passed away, so do I here. Can you update me with it? Look at Nabi alayhi salam. Ya Umm Haritha. She says, إِن يَكُن فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَمْ أَبْكِ وَلَمْ أَحْزُنْ. If my son is in paradise, by Allah, you won't see a tear and you won't see a moan or a frown on myself. I will be completely calm and composed. وَإِن يَكُن فِي النَّارِ. But if tragically my son is in hell, بَكَيْتُ مَا عِشْتُ الدُّنْيَا. Then I will cry as long as I live. Nabi alayhi salam comforts her. O Umm Jinan, O Umm Haritha. For the record, إِنَّهَا لَيْسَتْ بِجَنَّةٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَلَكِنَّهَا جِنَانٌ كَثِيرَةٌ. When we talk of Jannat, just to put things into perspective, I'll talk about your son now. It's not one Jannat. You said if your son is in Jannat. We're talking of thousands of Jannats. We're talking of many Jannats. Ibn Asakir's narration, Qais ibn Abi Hazim radiallahu anhu narrates it. Sayyidina Umar is addressing the congregation in Masjid al-Nabawi. Can you imagine that assembly in Masjid al-Nabawi? The era rich with Sahaba. Uthman, Ali, great, eminent, prominent Sahaba sitting there. He's sitting in at the beloved, the blessed, the sacred member of Nabi alayhi salam, and he's giving a talk. He says, إِنَّ فِي جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ قَصْرًا لَهُ خَمْسُ مِئَةِ بَابٍ. In paradise, in the highest paradise. The narration of Ibn Asakir and Tabrani. In paradise, there is this one palace. It has 500 doors. عَلَى كُلِّ بَابٍ خَمْسَةِ آلَافٍ مِّنَ الْحُورِ الْعِينِ. Every door of that palace has 5,000 damsels. You do the maths. Even if you're not good in maths, you'll be good here. I told you that one brother, he say he's got a bad eyesight, but he say one thing I can do, I can count money in the dark. He say like that, my eyesight is not good, but money, boss, I can count. Light or no light, spectacles or no spectacles, money we count properly. Ala kulli babin, on every door of this palace is 5,000 damsels. La yadkhuluhu illa nabiyun. Can you imagine the richness of my mind just beats me when I think of this here, and I have to stop myself in my tracks because the excitement gets to the head. What was this? Sayyidina Umar is speaking. It's Masjid al-Nabawi. It's this rich environment of Sahaba. And he said, none will enter this paradise but a Nabi. ثم التفت إلى صاحب القبر فقال هنيئا لك يا صاحب القبر. Then he glances at the blessed and the sacred grave of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he says, my Nabi, surely that's your abode. And there is this pin drop silence in the audience. Oh Siddiq. Oh yes, there is one other person that will also make it to this palace, and that is a Siddiq, the truthful, the diligent companion of a Nabi. ثم التفت إلى قبر أبي بكر. Then he looks at the grave of Abu Bakr. سدوا عني كل خوخة إلا خوخة أبي بكر. Oh, shut all the windows that lead to my masjid, but leave my Abu Bakr's window open. إن الله يتجلى للناس عما ويتجلى لأبي بكر خاصة. Kanzul Umal, I read the narration myself. The pinnacle of ecstasy of Jannah will be Allah will reveal His countenance to the entire creation on a general note, which will be the height of exhilaration. Abu Bakr, Allah will do this for you individually, privately. Inna Allah yatajalla linnasi ammatan wa yatajalla li Abi Bakrin khassa. Oh Abu Bakr, congratulations to you. There's a pin drop silence. Umar becomes emotional. He said, this palace, a Nabi is in there. A Siddiq is in there. Oh, Shaheed. Oh, yeah. I guess a martyr will also make it. ثُمَّ أَقْبَلَ عَلَى نَفْسِي. Then he looks at himself. This is Umar. He teases himself. Umar, are you real? In the audience. Are you being over-optimistic? Are you just putting your hopes too high? You think you'll make it? And Sahaba say, there was just the silence. And nobody knows what to do. And then he takes a deep breath and he says, إِنَّ الَّذِي أَخْرَجَنِي مِن مَكَّةِ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْهِجْرَةِ قَادِرٌ أَن يَسُوقَ إِلَيَّ الشَّهَادَةِ. The Allah that honored me with Islam, favored me with migration, can privilege me with martyrdom. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud said, I have a distinct memory. I was in that gathering. I was sitting there. We are busy debating, will I die with Iman or not? I don't know what comes my way. You must read that thing of of Imam Ghazali makes my hair stand on end, where he says, don't ever exonerate yourself, don't ever elevate yourself. If you see a young person, tell yourself, هَذَا عَبَدَ اللَّهَ قَبْلِي فَلَا شَكَّ هَذَا لَمْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ قَطُّ فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. This is a young boy, he's never disobeyed Allah, he's definitely better than me. And if you see an elderly man, then don't say he's sinning before me, saying, هَذَا عَبَدَ اللَّهَ قَبْلِي فَلَا شَكَّ أَنَّهُ خَيْرٌ مِّنِّي. This man, he is worshipping Allah before I'm born, so undoubtedly he's better than me. And if you see an ignorant person doing wrong, does it give you the license of doing wrong and say, no, I'm better than him? You say, هَذَا عَصَى اللَّهَ بِجَهْلٍ وَأَنَا عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ بِعِلْمٍ فَحُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ أَكْبَرٍ هَذَا عَصَى اللَّهَ بِجَهْلٍ. Oh, this man doesn't know better. I imbibe in my bosom the sciences of Quran, yet I bring in disrepute the fraternity of scholars. And I'm admonishing myself and chastising myself. هَذَا عَصَى اللَّهَ بِجَهْلٍ وَأَنَا عَصَيْتُ اللَّهَ بِعِلْمٍ. He doesn't know better. I know when I do wrong. فَحُجَّةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيَّ أَكْبَرُ وَلَا أَدْرِي بِمَ يُخْتَمُ لِي وَبِمَ يُخْتَمُ لَهُ. And I don't know how he will end and how I will end. Perhaps he reforms and I'm denied. So I'm still grappling if I'll die with Iman. And Umar is teasing himself on with what level of martyrdom to fix his abode in Jannah. Ibn Mas'ud said, I was sitting in that gathering. I heard Sayyidina Umar say this. I teared and I also was present to be in that gathering when he was leading the Fajr Salah. And Abu Lu'lu Majusi came with a dagger, penetrated the rose. Sayyidina Umar was reciting Surah Yusuf and he pierced the dagger into the body of Umar. And we bear testimony to the martyrdom of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. He said, فَسَاقَهَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ عَلَى يَدِ شَرِّ خَلْقِهِ عَبْدٌ مَمْلُوكٌ لِلْمُغِيرَةِ. So this was the level of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. Be it as it may, Nabi alayhi salam tells the mother of Haritha, إِنَّهَا جِنَانٌ كَثِيرًا. In Jannah we're talking of many paradise. وَإِنَّ ابْنَكِ أَصَابَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ الْأَعْلَى. And your son has this highest Jannah in the highest level. Now, perfect. What was the reaction of this woman? I said, what is the definition of a good life? Making peace and moving on. فَرَجَعَتْ وَهِيَ تَضْحَكُ وَتَقُولْ بَخٍ بَخٍ يَا حَارِثَ بَخٍ بَخٍ يَا حَارِثَ. Said, this woman, amazing. She's laughing. There's a chuckle. There's this grin. There's this broad smile. And she said, my Haritha did me proud. My Haritha did me proud. My Haritha did me proud. There is a narration, Imam Nasa'i makes mention of it in his kitab. There is a sahabi used to come in the gathering of Nabi alayhi salam with his son. One day Nabi alayhi salam said, I don't see this man. And that was the how alert and how vigilant Nabi alayhi salatu was salam was. We won't notice it in the masjid, but one day your employee don't come to work, you see what happens. Nabi alayhi salam said, I don't see this gentleman, the sahabi. He said, Bunayyuhu qad halak. His son passed away. Nabi alayhi salam said, come, let's go there to him. They go to him. Nabi alayhi salam said, Ayyuhuma ahabbu ilayk. Listen, oh my sahabi, what do you prefer? An tamatta' bihi umrak aw ta'ti ghadan baban min abwab al-jannah illa wajadtahu qad sabaqaka ilayha yaftahuhu lak. Either your son stayed with you whole life, you enjoyed him, he was your shoulder, he was your pillar of support, or then you get to Jannah and he opens the door and ushers you in. If it was us, Onubi Wallah, there's not a time to tell me this. This is not the time to tell me this. I understand that. I'm not saying no, inshallah. That's there. We don't say no. Jannat is there. Obviously, we all want it one day. That's me. That's you, my brother. Jannat is far-fetched. And Allah forbid is becoming more remote and more distant. It's become remote from the so-called religious Muslim. What about the man who has no contact with Allah? Analyze your supplications and be candid. Be honest. Be accurate. What percentage of your dua is for Jannat and what is for this dunya? And then you decide how real is paradise in your life. Be candid, be accurate, be honest. So then, he said, O Nabi of Allah, بَلْ يَسْبِقُنِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. He must be there in Jannah, open it, perfect. I'm more than happy. Another narration, a variation of narration too this year. تَنْبِيهُ الْغَافِلِينَ بَابُ الصَّبْرِ عَلَى الْمُصِيبَةِ. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes to him, فَإِذَا هُوَ حَزِينٌ. He's sad. He's a human. They went through challenges. I mean, it's not easy. Each person is going through his thing. And, you know, there is a proverb in the Gujarati language. I don't know the exact words. But in essence, it is the one who loses his duvet, he feels the cold. The one who loses his quilt and duvet, he feels the cold. Right? I can comfort you and tell you everything, but you the man without the duvet and the quilt and the blanket, so you know what it is. So comfort is in its place, but the man going through it is obviously having his own challenges. So anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, أَمَا يَسُرُّكَ أَن تَأْتِي غَدًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Listen to this narration and the narration thereafter in particular. Would it not please you? What's the definition of a good life? Making peace and focusing on akhirah. The gaze is in akhirah. We get it. إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. How do you translate this ayah? إِن تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ كَمَا تَعْلَمُونَ وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. If you're in pain, if you're in agony, if you're losing someone, surely the same is being experienced by fellow non-Muslims. But then hang on. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. You know what is being installed for you in Akhirah in lieu of this. While the same cannot be said for others. وَتَرْجُونَ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَا لَا يَرْجُونَ. Nabi alayhi salam said, are you not happy that when you will come before Allah, Allah will tell your son, go to Jannah. He will say, no, I'm not walking like this, Allah. I want my parents. And he will insist on this till his intercession is accepted. He said, O Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am happy with this. Faqih Abu Layth Samarqandi says, فَذَهَبَ الْحُزْنُ مِنَ الرَّجُلِ. That was the last this man was ever depressed over the loss of his son till he passed away. This was the amazing thing. I don't have it, my brother. Don't put up this image with me. I don't have it. I'm saying it to achieve it like how I'm impressing upon you, I'm impressing upon myself. Sahaba didn't have multiple counseling sessions. It was one proclamation, one advice. They embraced it and moved on. But listen to this. This is the most comforting in this regard. And I'm just sharing different challenges that the average human is going through. Otherwise, there is reward upon every situation. So in one narration it comes, I read the narration myself, that the children who passed away before the age of puberty, right? And there is a great academic debate about the non-Muslim children, who have passed away before the age of puberty. Under this ayah I have read extensively, but I don't want to go into the academics of it. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. The scholars can refer to it with regards to fellow non-Muslim children before the age of puberty. We're talking of Muslim children born in Muslim homes who passed away before the age of puberty. يَجِّئُ أَطْفَالُ الْمُسْلِمِينَ عِنْدَ عَرْضِ الْخَلَائِقِ لِلْحِسَابِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So they will come in their numbers and converge and congregate. Allah will tell Jibril, usher them and take them into Jannah. فَيَنْتَلِقُونَ. They will advance. فَيَقِفُونَ عَلَىٰ أَبْوَابِ الْجَنَّةِ. They will stand at the doors of Jannah. And I must be very clear and categoric here. In this regard, I have read narrations myself that when we say losing a child, it includes a child that has miscarried. حَتَّى السِّقْطِ. That's the words of the narration. A child that has fallen and miscarried, even that child will stand up as an intercessor for the parents on the day of Qiyamah. So consolation, recently I had a couple that was home and all the time asking for some support and moral comfort, etc. Anyway, they will come in their numbers and they will stand. Allah will say, go into Jannah. They will say, لا ندخل الجنة حتى يدخل آباؤنا. Allah, we will not go into Jannah till our parents are not going to enter with us. فَيُقَالُ لَهُمْ. It will be said to them, أَبَاؤُكُمْ وَأُمَّهَاتُكُمْ لَيْسُوا بِأَمْثَالِكُمْ لَهُمْ ذُنُوبٌ وَسَيِّئَاتٌ يُطَالَبُونَ بِهَا. Listen, my innocent baby, my darling, my flower, you're an innocent baby, you're a clean slate. You've seen a month, you've seen a year, you've seen 3 years, you've seen a short life. You're a clean baby, darling, innocent, masoom child. But your dad wasn't all that clean. Your mom wasn't all that innocent. As much as we would love to put them here, but listen, they have their own evil traits and sins. They have to sort out themselves. Firstly, your dad is busy with his accountability. Your mom is busy with hers. When things are sorted out and attended to, then we will call them. فَيَسِيحُونَ سَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً عَظِيمَةً. These children will give off this loud, awful, painful cry. And you know, when a child wants to insist, there's no way you're going to do anything. And these are thousands of children. And I mean, you know, we have a hard heart. A beggar comes, you can snub him. But if that woman puts a baby in front of you, whether it's a ploy to exploit, begging and sustain the industry might be a separate topic. But suffice to say, for the moment, it does the trick. It softens my heart and my hand goes into my pocket, realizing it or not. And I'm a wicked man with a hard heart. And these are thousands of children, and you're talking of Arhamur Rahimeen. And there's this loud cry, and Allah knows it all. And he says, Jibreel, ma hadhihi sayha. Jibreel, what are we hearing here? Allah, ha'ula'i atfalul muslimin. Allah, these are the children. They are adamant. We will not go to Jannat till our parents don't come with us. These are the children of Jannah. لا ندخل حتى يدخل آباؤنا. Allah will say, Jibreel, appease them. They are the kings of today. Tell them as you have it, when you have it, in the manner you have it, put them all in together. A believer is one. I must advocate something here very critical. When I say making peace with the situation, I'm not for a moment insinuating that you cannot explore legitimate options to resolve the crisis. That's getting the wrong end of the stick. You're sick, engage, try and cure. Whatever the measures are, legitimate, right? Because today at every traffic light, you will get a paper of a man who can fix everything for you. From the bedroom to somewhere else. Right? There's nothing that he hasn't attended to. And you can read all the testimonies about it also. So what is it? We are saying that you explore all the options. But if the desired results are not achieved, then don't sever ties with your Allah. Don't harbor negativity with your Allah. Don't lose the link with your Allah. Don't get angry with your Allah. Don't speak out against your Allah. Be on track with your Allah. Because if you know this ayah, Allah puts it in my mind now. Allah speaks about, there were certain people when Nabi alayhi salam came to Medina Munawwara, then some people came, and then they stood like on the fence. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ عَلَىٰ حَرْفٍ فَإِنْ أَصَابَهُ خَيْرٍ اطْمَأَنَّ بِهِ وَإِنْ أَصَابَتْهُ فِتْنَةٌ انْقَلَبَ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةَ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْخُسْرَانُ الْمُبِينُ. There were some people, they said, okay, let's see how financially we progress, and on that we will renew our faith or not. So for a moment I've applied for Iman, but I'm not yet fully into Iman. Hello, this is not, you know, cross legislation from one party to another. Anyway, so some of them were tested with certain trials, and when the trials came, they revolted and they turned against Islam. What did Allah say? Amazing, amazing. Allah said, "Inqalaba ala wajhihi khasira ad-dunya wal akhirah." The only thing that has happened, initially you were losing as far as the world was concerned because of your challenges. By giving up your Islam, you've only extended the nature of your loss and failure. And then Allah goes on to say, لَبِئْسَ الْمَوْلَى وَلَبِئْسَ الْعَشِيرِ. You know, in Arabic you have what you call أَفْعَالِ مَدْحُذَمْ. Allah refers to himself, and undoubtedly he is نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى نِعْمَ النَّصِيرِ, the best of guardian. Allah said, are you suggesting that what I didn't do for you, others can do for you? Is that the implication? Is that what you're trying to hint at? Allah can, and Allah has His wisdom. There's nothing that Allah cannot do. There's everything that Allah does, but Allah has His perfect wisdom in why He does what He wants. Now, just to take it a step forward, I know much time is going out, but inshallah, let's see how we can round up. To talk, one was this aspect here, and that is to get grips with what Allah has put in our way, focus on the reward of Akhirah. But the second thing, and I want to touch on this briefly, how real paradise was before Sahaba. You know, we would have every discussion at home on the dining table. Many people would also fantasize wealth. Look at this here now. Jannat is not a fantasy. Jannat is a reality. I heard a program on radio one day. They were talking to a person who was doing the lottery. And they were giving the statistics that, you know, how rare and how slim the chances of winning are. So someone said, but you know, it's important you educate the masses that a poor person living below the bread line in abject penury and poverty, when he or she is substituting their loaf or their airtime by that lottery ticket, they need to make a mature decision and a conscious decision and a measured decision that it's either half a loaf of bread or it's this lotto ticket where the chances are so slim. And I don't think there's adequate information going out to the masses. This was the question that was posed to the person who was the founder and who was heading the whole thing. He said, no, we've educated people adequately. People know. And people know for a reality also they won't win. And they know their chances are so slim. He says then, okay, why do people gamble in such large numbers? He says, just give them the opportunity to fantasize if they ever were millionaires. I said, what? Are you serious? Did I hear right? Is this a world of fantasy? Be real, man. He said, no, people play it. So at least, you know what? It spices up the discussion on the dinner table. Hey, if I buy that, me, I'll go with this. I will buy that. So how many of us would discuss and fantasize over potential millionaires in this world, knowing not if it happens or not? Yet paradise is a reality, but we'll never sit and talk. How will it be in paradise? What would happen? What will we discuss? The narration of Tabrani Ghaliban, the occasion of Badr, Khaythama bin Harith radiallahu anhu, and his son Sa'd bin Khaythama. Father and son, one has to attend to the domestic chores, one has to go out in campaign. So they busy debate and discuss who's going out. Father says me, son says me, both. You know, here is who's going China first, who's going second. Here is who's going out in the battlefield. So then they said, okay, right, we can't come to any conclusion, let's draw lots. So they draw lots and the son's name comes out. So the son says, okay, dad, Allah has accepted me, I'm going. So the father calls him, he says, son, leave the lots and leave all this thing out. I'm talking to you as a fatherly figure. Athirni liyum. Athirni liyum. Beta, listen to your father today. This is a father talking to you. Give me the opportunity. I want to go. I'm old. I have aged. And I want to give my life. Allah accept it. What was the statement of this young boy? He said, لَوْ كَانَ غَيْرَ الْجَنَّةِ لَآثَرْتُكَ لَوْ كَانَ غَيْرَ الْجَنَّةِ لَآثَرْتُكَ Papa, I love you, and I honor you, and I revere you. I promise if we were negotiating or discussing anything besides paradise, I would have backstepped and honored your position. But paradise, I need it like you need it. Paradise, I need it like you need it, my dad. I mean, seniority in its place. Today, we don't have the understanding of Jannah. So, I respect the people. I respect the people. You come into the masjid, and you know, somebody will, Shaykh Maulana, please come in the first serve. My brother, you don't know the reward of that first serve, so you've been very generous. But you know the reward of that close parking at the gym. You won't give that parking away to anyone. People will circle around. And the irony of it is the gym you're supposed to walk, because that's what you come in for, fitness. I mean, there you shouldn't be looking for the closest parking. I don't know. It beats my... I don't gym anywhere, my brother. Please. You know, today every letter is caught up and people dissect it, so you need to qualify every statement that you say here. There you won't give it. There you won't give it. People will have the most nasty altercations because I indicated first and I had a hand gesture. And 3 bays away, there are 2 parking bays, but nobody will go there. And there is this major altercation going on here. I said, you know, this is the irony of our situation. We just don't... لَوْ كَانَ غَيْرَ الْجَنَّةَ لَآثَرْتُكَ The son goes, he's martyred. Not long after that, it intensifies the spirit of the father. Uhud comes, the father is martyred and he joins his son in Jannah. Salih Murri rahmatullah alayhi says, we were sitting in the masjid and we were discussing about the damsels of paradise. And perhaps I'll just share with you 1-2 hadith in this regard, so that we can appreciate when Allah has put upon us this test, Allah has put it upon us with a reason. Allah has put it upon us with a reason to discipline ourselves in lieu for what Allah has kept our way in Akhirah. So anyway, we were busy speaking about the woman of Jannah, and we said about this one woman that was, there will, إِذْ أَشْرَقَتْ نُورِ, there will be this light in Jannah. So people will ask, where is this light coming from? And it will be said, ضَحِكَتْ حَوْرَا فِي وَجْهِ زَوْجِهَا. Ah, it's just a woman having a smile and a chuckle with her husband, nothing more. There was this one Sufi sahab sleeping in the corner of the masjid, he got up. فَشَّهِقَ رَجُلٌ مِّن نَاحِيَةِ الْمَسْجِدِ فَلَمْ يَزَلْ يَشْهَقْ حَتَّى مَاتْ. He's like, is this real, brother? Are you serious? Wow. And he gave off a cry and he passed away. Jannat was absolutely real. Nabi alayhi salam said, إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ لَغُرَفَى يُرَى ظُهُورُهَا. Nabi salam had an auction every day. But the auction was the palaces of Jannat. In Jannat, we got this one palace here, we're selling it. You know what? The architecture is like this. The framework is like this. The marble is like this. The patterns are like this. Sahaba said, okay, O Nabi of Allah, that we'll ask you afterwards. How much are you asking? What you asking? What's the going rate? لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ. Learn to speak properly. Learn politeness of speech. Don't be harsh. Don't be aggressive. Don't use this condescending. Don't use this vituperative. Don't use this nasty. Don't use this obscene language. لِمَنْ أَطَابَ الْكَلَامِ وَأَطْعَمَ الطَّعَامِ Feed. Feed everyone. Call the poor. Call others. Feed the people. وَأَدَامَ الصِّيَامِ Don't keep Ramadan exclusive for fasting. Make it a common practice throughout the year. وَصَلَّى بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ نِيَامِ When others are in sleep, you speak to your Allah. This palace is yours. The narration of Tirmidhi. Anas radiallahu anhu says that Nabi alayhi salatu was salam told us to speak about the bounties of paradise. And then inshallah I will couple it with one hadith pertaining to women as well. Because generally when you get to this topic, it gets very sensitive at home. You know? And rest assured, my sister, Jannat is a place that will take care of every person's every need. So whatever has been given, one of my scholars said it so beautifully. He said that one verse, one of my students had one day asked him while we were in Jalalain. He said, reconcile for me between two ayat. One ayat says, فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ That no eye knows, no heart knows what Allah has kept. Yet there's such elaborate discussions of Jannat. There's dedicated kitabs on Jannat. So no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no heart has ever understood. Yet we've heard so much. How do we reconcile? And he gave such an amazing answer. Jazahullahu anna khayr al-jaza. He said, whatever Allah has described about Jannat is but the starters of Jannat. The food nobody knows. You know, if somebody says, no, I'm full, he says, hey, the food didn't come. The food didn't come, that was starters. Whatever Allah has described is but the starters. Imagine if this is what the starters are, my brother. How elaborate and what a lavish spread the meal. And by meal, I'm not restricting it to the connotations of what we eat. I'm using it in a broad brush in all the bounties and the amenities of paradise. So anyway, here's the narration. Anas radiallahu anhu says, Nabi alayhi salam says, a man will come to Jannah, Allah make us amongst those fortunate people. فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ فَمَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا وَوَقَانَا عَذَابَ السَّمُومِ The dwellers of Jannah will speak. You remember I knew you in the world and it was like this and you died before me and I came. Hey, shukr, we made it. Everything went well. How was your hisab? How was this? Yeah. فَاتَّلَعَ فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ Then in Surah Saffat, Allah says, while he'll be talking, you remember there was that one guy on the road, he always used to laugh at my beard. Allah knows the pleasure I get. Really, I have nothing now. Last week when I was coming and we landed in Dubai, and then we were going and mashallah, they arranged for business class, whatever, so we were going into a particular hotel, and there was some of this other high profile people. So this one gentleman next to me, he made a bit of a mockery, and he says, gentlemen, how old is this beard? So I said, I'm sure you'll agree, I look more like Jesus than you, right? Yeah, okay. Anyway, so I said, Allah, I have nothing in my life, and I can't make the sabr sahaba made, but I pride myself with this of your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And it brings about a bit of harassment and a bit of intimidation. لَإِنْ كَانَ ذَنْبِي حُبَّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ لَسْتُ عَنْهُ أَتُوبُ لَإِنْ كَانَ ذَنْبِي حُبَّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ فَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ لَسْتُ عَنْهُ أَتُوبُ If loving my Nabi is a crime, then let me not mince my words. Listen, the world, I pride myself with what you define as a crime. I pride myself. If my sister veiling herself, she's committed no offense. She's committed no crime. But to you, that's an offense. Then for me, that's my pride. لَإِنْ كَانَ ذَنْبِي حُبَّ آلِ مُحَمَّدٍ فَذَلِكَ ذَنْبٌ لِسْتُ عَنْهُ أَتُوبُ هُمْ شُفَعَائِي يَوْمَ حَشْرِي وَيَوْمَ مَوْقِفِي إِذَا مَا بَدَتْ لِلنَّاظِرِينَ خُتُوبُ Why? When the intensity of reckoning will commence, Thomas and Peter won't rescue me, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam will rescue me. So why should I shun and shirk? And why should I neglect and discard his teachings? Because of these type of comments. Why should I do it? So this is the love that we ought to have. Anyway, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a man will come to the door of Jannah. Tastaqbiluhu. The hoor of Jannah will receive him. Nabi alayhi salam said, بِأَيِّ بَنَانٍ تُعَاطِيهِ Do you know with which type of hand she will receive you? لَوْ أَنَّ بَنَانًا مِّن بَنَانِهَا بَدَى لَغَلَبَ ضَوْءُهُ ضَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ. The only reason I'm saying this, my brother, there is this wave of infidelity. There is the scourge of infidelity. And it has become so daunting to contain, to control, to protect yourself. Amongst the many avenues through which we can bring about haya in ourselves, one is the ulama say, to make muraqabah of the ayah, أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. I read this in few kitabs. This is the advice of the pious, that sit daily and reflect over this ayah. Don't you realize Allah is watching you? And repeat this ayah. Sit in isolation and read this ayah. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. And increase this daily. And this will become a hurdle and an obstacle, and it will protect you and prevent you against evil. So there are many things. But at the same time also to think of the ni'mas that Allah has kept. Nabi alayhi salam said, if her fingertip gets exposed in this world, it will outshine the sun and the moon. The narration of Ibn Abbas, لو بسقت في سبعة أبحر لكانت أحلى من العسل. If she spits in water, it will become sweeter than honey. The narration of Kab Ahbar, لو أن يدا من الحور العين ببياضها وخواتيمها دليت لأضاءت لها الأرض كما تضيء الشمس لأهلها. If her finger with her complexion and her beauty gets exposed, it will be brighter than the sun and the moon. وَإِنَّمَا قُلْتُ يَدَهَا فَكَيْفَ بِالْوَجْهِ حُسْنُهُ وَجَالُ وَجَمَالُهُ وَتَاجُهُ وَلُؤْلُؤُهُ وَزَبَرْجَدُهُ. Khab Ahbar said, I only said hand. Imagine the face. Imagine her elegance. Imagine her seductive nature. Imagine her sweet tone. Imagine her politeness. Imagine her charm. Imagine her charisma. And it goes on and it goes on. The hadith of Bukhari, وَلَنَصِيفُهَا عَلَى رَأْسِهَا خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. Leave her hair. The scarf on her hair has a better attraction than the whole world. لَوْ أَنَّ طَاقَةً مِّنْ شَعْرِهَا بَدَأَتْ. I'm saying, my brother, may Allah save me from pornography. May Allah save you from dirty websites. May Allah save you from wicked websites. I cry. It's a painful sight to walk in the house and see your children on devices and gadgets. And Allah alone knows. And one brother phoned me one day and he said, you mentioned in this talk and Allah brought it to me and I was so happy. You get up sometimes for the call of nature, or perhaps the alarm gets triggered and the light is on and you have to walk in there and your son is gripped on the internet or he's doing something else. How nice if you have the call of nature and you get up and you see your son in sajda. What will be that day? What a pleasant sight. Imagine the sleep when you'll get back on your bed. You came and you got up to relieve yourself, and then you knocked on the door and you seen, oh no, he's busy with tilawat. Oh, that is a rich home. That is a Muslim home. That's what we yearn for. That's what we pine for. That's what we cry for. That's our pride. That's our luxury. That's our comfort. Those are our goals. What did Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu say? لَيْسَ شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنِ الْمُؤْمِنِ مِنْ أَنْ يَرَى زَوْجَتَهُ وَأَوْلَادَهُ مُطِيعِينَ لِلَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. Give a believer anything, nothing will make him more happy than seeing his wife and his children all in sajda. Nothing will thrill him more. My son, mashallah, you ran a good race, you came out first, good luck. The one father, my father always tells us this, friends, they went to play soccer, came back. The father said, you lost. He said, yeah. I say, Amit, why you lose? Then Nabi alayhi salam says he will be sitting with this damsel. He'll be having a moment. He'll be enjoying himself. Time runs away when you're sitting and enjoying the best of moments. إِذْ تُنَادِيهِ. Suddenly, أَشْرَقَتْ عَلَيْهِ نُورِ. There will be this bright light. So he will halt his communication and he look and he will see this beautiful woman of a greater attraction. Ya Wali Allah, O friend of Allah, not in my voice. There will be a sweeter voice. Ya Wali Allah, أَمَا لَنَا فِيكَ مِنْ دَوْلَى. Please move on, we also waiting. And she won't get offended. She won't get offended, let me stress that. So he will look at her, and he say, MashaAllah, jy lyk baie prachtig, man. Where is they? Who are you, my sister? Allahu Akbar. My brother, I fly, you fly, I travel, you travel, some in the corporate sector, some. Allah give me modesty. Allah give you modesty. Look at what Allah has given. Look at what Allah has given. Allah doesn't tire speaking about the woman of Jannah. She will say, أَنَا مِنَ اللَّوَاتِ قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Brother, you know what Allah told you? You must have heard that Allah said in Jannah, He got some surprise for you. I'm your surprise. I'm your surprise. Pain, I'll be there shortly. فيتحول عندها. My Nabi said he'll go there. فإذا عندها من الجمال والكمال, she will have it all, much greater than the first. He thought the first was best. You know, people say, no, BM. He said, wait till you drive Mercedes. I'm not, please. Drive this, then you'll know what's better. No, this is comfort, this is luxury. Once somebody sent that BBM message, we know life is temporary and nothing is permanent, but it's better to cry in a BM than on a bicycle. He will go to her and enjoy himself. Suddenly there will be this blinding light. Again, he'll look up, one with greater beauty. And the night is just young, and he's just going on, and everything continues. He will say, sister, who are you? She will say, أَنَا مِنَ اللَّوَاتِي قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ وَلَدَيْنَا مَزِيدٌ. I am amongst those people that Allah said, I've got something extra, in abundance. Something that is not discussed, it's there. Anxiety, keep the momentum going. And he will continue going from one place to another. Khalid ibn Ma'dan used to say that Yahya ibn Kathir said, in Jannah there will be this one cloud that will cross the dwellers of Jannah. The amazing nature of this cloud will be that it will call out and say, whatever you want, I will shower. It's not restricted to rain. You say food, food will come. You say drinks, drinks will fall. You say this. I remember when I was a child, there was a brother here from America, and they were out in the path of Allah, and he was giving talk, mashallah, in his accent. And he said, brothers, there will be these rivers of wine, and there will be these rivers of milk, and me, I'll tell Allah, I want a river of Pepsi. I said, my brother, when you get there, you'll never ask for Pepsi, my friend. That's an insult to Jannah. That's an insult to Jannah. يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ كَأْسٍ كَانَ مِزَاجُهَا زَنْجَبِيلًا. My Allah will give you the ginger of Jannah. مِنْ عَيْنٍ تُسَمَّى يُسْقَوْنَ مِنْ رَحِيقٍ مَخْتُومٍ. Rahiq, pure wine. It won't be diluted. Pure in every regard. عَسَلٍ مُصَفَّى, pure honey. So anyway, this cloud will pass. Whatever they'll ask, it will shower. Khalid ibn Ma'dan says, Yahya ibn Kathir used to tell me this narration every time. And he said, لَإِنْ أَشْهَدَنِي اللَّهُ ذَلِكَ لَأَقُولَنَّ لِلصَّحَابِ أَمْطِرِي عَلَيْنَا جَوَارِي مُزَيَّنَاتِ. Allah, if you give me that moment, I'll say, cloud, let those women fall, and let them fall in numbers. Read the pious, they made that dua. That's Jannat, that is Jannat. Allah has favored this year. Let me share this hadith with you and try and draw it to a close. The Arabic poet said, Ya khatib al hasna'i in kunta raghiba, fahada zamanul mahri fahu al muqaddamu, wasum yawmaka al adna, la'allaka fi ghadin tafuzu bi'id al fitri wan nasu suwamu, wa aqdim wa la taqna' bi'aishin munaghasin, fama faza bil ladhati man laysa yuqdimu. وإن ضاقت الدنيا عليك بأسرها ولم يك فيها منزل يعلم فحي على جنات عدن فإنها منازلك الأولى وفيها المخيم وحي على السوق الذي يلتقي فيه المحبون ذاك السوق للقوم معلم فبينما هم في عيشهم وسرورهم وأرزاقهم تجري عليهم وتقسم إذا هم بنور ساطع أشرقت له بأقطارها الجنات لا يتوهم تجلى لهم رب السماوات جهرة فيضحك رب العرش ثم يكلم يقول سلام عليكم يسمعون جميعهم بآذانهم تسليمة إذ يسلموا يقول سلوني ما اشتهيتم فكل ما تريدون عندي إنني أنا أرحم فقالوا جميعا نسألك الرضا فأنت الذي تولى الجميل وترحم فيعطيهم هذا ويشهد جمعهم فالله أكرم فيا بائعا هذا ببخس معجل كأنك لا تدري بلى سوف تعلم فإن كنت تدري فإن كنت لا تدري فتلك مصيبة وإن كنت تدري فالمصيبة أعظم. Oh, what a poem. If you want to propose to the damsels of paradise, we ask Labola in advance. Ya khatib al hasna, oh, the one proposing to the woman, هذا زمان المهر فهو المقدم. Pay now. وسم يومك الأدنى, fast today so that you can eat tomorrow. كلوا وشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. كلوا واشربوا هنيئا بما أسلفتم في الأيام الخالية. See in the tafsir what is written, those that fasted in this world, it was said, eat in lieu of how you fasted in this world. So anyway, propose you must pay your dowry in this world. وَأَقْدِمْ in advance, وَلَا تَقْنَعْ. And don't stagnate with your small world. Don't become complacent with your world. There's a big jannat ahead of you, my brother. وَلَا تَقْنَعْ بِعَيْشٍ مُنَغَّسٍ فَمَا فَازَ بِاللَّذَّاتِ مَنْ لَيْسَ يُقْدِمُ وَإِنْ ضَاقَتِ الدُّنْيَا عَلَيْكَ بِأَسْرِهَا. And if things narrow upon you and challenges mount upon you and you can't find yourself an abode, then don't get depressed. You've got some prime land on sale for jannat. You can build your abode there in jannah. فَحَيَّ عَلَى جَنَّاتِ عَدْنٍ فَإِنَّهَا مَنَازِلُكَ الْأُولَى وَفِيهَا الْمُخَيَّمُ. وَحَيَّ عَلَى السُّوقِ. And here's the marketplace and here's the shopping mall. This is the amazing thing. فَمَا شِئْتَ خُذْ مِنْهُ بِلَا ثَمَنٍ لَهُ فَقَدْ أَسْلَفَ التُّجَّارُ فِيهِ وَأَسْلَمُوا. You can come and take, you don't have to pay. They say, this brother told me, he say, I'm going. I say, where are you going? He say, I'm going for a workshop on marriage. I say, whether you go for a workshop or you don't go, marriage is a workshop. He say, what you mean? I say, man work, woman shop. You don't have to attend a workshop, my brother. Marriage is a permanent workshop. فَمَا شِئْتَ خُذْ مِنْهُ بِلَا ثَمَنٍ لَهُ. My wife, come. My beloved wife, shop till you drop, literally. No pay, no swiping credit cards, nothing. Everything has been paid for full in Jannah. And you think this is all? The poet takes it to a pinnacle. فَبَيْنَمَا هُمْ فِي سُرُورِهِمْ وَعَيْشِهِمْ. They will be at the height of happiness, at the pinnacle of ecstasy, at the point of jubilation, enjoying, merrymaking, indulging. إِذَا هُمْ بِنُورٍ سَاطِعٍ. This is blinding light rising across through every Jannah. And suddenly they will be the salam from Allah. تَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّ السَّمَاوَاتِ جَهْرَةً. Allah is free from place and location. Let's be cognizant of that. Allah will make the salam. يَسْمَعُونَ جَمِيعُهُمْ بِآذَانِهِمْ. What their ears they will hear. Mufassirin have written, and I've read it myself, when Allah conferred wahi to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, every limb of his body heard it. The ulama say only his ears didn't hear. Inni ana Allahu la ilaha illa ana fa'budni wa aqimis salata li dhikri. This proclamation and declaration was heard by every organ of Musa alayhi salam's body. So the entire body will be gripped in that ecstasy of salam. Allah will say, saluni, saluni. You know, under the tafsir, it's academic. When Sayyidina Musa asked Allah, oh Allah, can I see you? Rabbi arini anzur ilayk. Oh, what a discussion, what a dialogue. Allah said, qala lan tarani. Oh Musa, you cannot see me. The scholars of tafsir say, Allah didn't say lan ura. Allah said lan tarani. Allah didn't say, Musa, I cannot be seen, because it is the aqidah of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that the ru'yat of Bari Ta'ala, the countenance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be enjoyed by the dwellers of Jannah, and this bounty will supersede and surpass every ni'mat of Jannah. And such an amazing thing when this will happen, the narration of Daylami, Jabir ibn Abdullah says, يَتَجَلَّى لَنَا رَبُّنَا ضَاحِكًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present His beauty as befits His majesty, because we do not confine Allah to a place, to a location, to an image. Allah is wara'ul wara, la tudrikuhu al-absar, beyond our comprehension. But yes, Allah will favor the ordinary mortal with the vision in Jannah. Allah make us amongst them. Allah make us amongst them. And Allah will elevate His ecstasy to that level to enjoy this year. So the woman will be blessed with the countenance of Allah. The men will be blessed with the countenance of Allah. Some narrations of Bidayah, they will be riveted for 40 years, they won't move. 40 years, they won't move. And then finally, when they will meet, the wife will say to the husband, that today you've returned with a glow and a beauty I've never ever noticed of yours in our entire stay in Jannah. What is this beauty? Unfortunately, it's the opposite today. You're looking more old, you're looking more down, you're looking more groggy, you're looking, you age overnight. And sometimes it's even other things here, you're smelling like cigarettes. No, my friends were smoking. But there's a bit of lipstick here. No, that's a Vaseline. Hello. Sometimes these are indicators. You are looking so beautiful, my darling husband, my precious wife. You are looking so amazing. Or imagine that union after they both were blessed with the sight of Allah and they came together. So then the husbands will return and the wives will equally say, Inna jalasna al-yawma rabbana tabaraka wa ta'ala. Inna jalasna al-yawma rabbana tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa bihaqqina an nanqaliba bimithli man qalabna. Wa bihaqqina. Tamay kabar apre kati hawa. Do you know from where I came, my beloved partner? Do you know from where I have come, my spouse? I have been favored with the countenance of Allah. Hence, it's only but correct that Allah gives me the glow that I have after having been favored with the countenance of Allah. And that brings me to the next hadith, and this is guidance and direction for my sister. Jannat will take care of you, my sister. No person will be left out. Every person's every desire. In fact, in the narration it comes, and I'm not going into it, when Allah will open the floor and say, go for the kill, go for the jugular, ask your heart out, do what you want to. And then they will ask, and then Allah will say, no, even more. And then they will ask, and Allah will say, even more. Allah will say, لَقَدْ قَصُرَتْ عَنْهُ أَمَانِيُّكُمْ. You haven't asked according to your standard, and I'm telling you, ask according to my standard. I'm going to give you, فَإِنِّي لَنْ أَجْزِيَكُمُ الْيَوْمَ بِقَدْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ بِقَدْرِ رَحْمَتِي وَطَوْلِي. I'm giving you according to my kindness and not according to your status. So it comes in the narrations that one day Sayyidina Umm Salma radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salam about the woman of Jannah. This hadith, one more and then wrap up inshallah. Umm Salma radiallahu anha asked Nabi alayhi salam, O Nabi of Allah, mashallah, the Jannah, you know, elaborate about the woman of Jannah. We women, can I ask you some questions? Nabi sallallahu alayhi salam said, go for it. Umm Salma was an amazing woman. كانت من القليلات النادرات التي يكتبن في الجاهلية. She was academically literate. Hafiz ibn Qayyim rahmatullah has written, I read it in the tafsir, that his reference, he said, if you gather the fatawa, the Islamic verdicts of Umm Salma, it's probably one of the richest contributions of any woman in the annals of Islamic history. Right? So here you say, merging the best of both the worlds, academic, literate. Her focus was right, her navigation was in order, she had the best of both the worlds. She was a brilliant woman, she was exceptionally intelligent. When Nabi alayhi salam proposed, she said, I'm a woman of children, and I'm a woman of a great sense of ghayra. I have a great sense of protection and pride over myself. And Nabi alayhi salatu was salam said, that Allah will assist you and enable you and give you strength. And with regards to your children, عِيَالُكَ عِيَالِي, your children are my children and they will grow up in my lap. That is why we refer to the son of Umm Salma radiallahu anha as Rabibu Rasulillah. Rabibu Rasulillah. The one who was nurtured in the lap of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proposed, she accepted, but she put three questions or three concerns. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam answered all the three concerns. It's very long. I'm just talking about the profound of the caliber of this woman. So anyway, Umm Salma radiallahu anha said, O Nabi of Allah, we're talking about this ayah in the Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that عُرُبًا أَتْرَابًا لِأَصْحَابِ الْيَمِينِ. عُرُب, they will be intense in their love. أَتْرَاب is derived from the word تِرْبُن. Again, the Arabic, if you dissect it and you're intrigued by the linguistics of the language, it's amazing. They say تِرْبُن actually refers to of common age. And that is derived from the word تُرَاب. And turab means sand, meaning they played in the sand together. It's detailed. If you know Arabic, you'll appreciate what I'm saying. So the woman of Jannah, there won't be this gross discrepancy of difference of age. There's this one brother of mine, he's a good friend. He say, I was so embarrassed, Sheikh. I say, what happened? He's an alim also, mashallah. He's got a very jovial personality. Maybe he's listening to me also, wallahu alam. So he said, my wife gave birth to twins. Now, he's quite elder than his wife. So I walk in the ward there and I'm going now excited. So the nurse tells my wife, you are so lucky your father is still alive. He's from PE. He says, Maulana, Allahu Akbar. No, I don't, what would I say? MashaAllah, you are so lucky your father is still alive. So no, in Jannah there won't be Uruban Atrab, equal age. Anyway, she asked Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, O Nabi of Allah, tell me about this ayah. Who are this woman? Listen, my sister, here comes your consolation. You're making all your Ramadan preparations and rolling your dough and filling this and doing the rest of it and the freezers are brimming and you need to change this and drop this one there and we're all doing the running around. هُنَّ اللَّوَاتِي قُبِذْنَ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا عَجَائِزْ رُمْصًا شُمْطًا شَعْرَاتُهُنَّ بَيْضَى خَلَقَهُنَّ اللَّهُ عَذَارًا بَعْدَ الْكِبْرِ. This refers to that woman who in making that home, in developing that home, in molding that home, she literally compromised her whole hand. She compromised her health. Her stretch marks is a testimony to the children she bore. Her back aches is a testimony to the restless nights she had. Her aching hands is a testimony to the food she cooked. Her age this, her pain that. All this has stalled on her body. She's lost her beauty. She's compromised. She's aged. She's not so young like her peers because of the children she's given birth to. Nabi alayhi salam said, Rumsan, Shumtan. Many of them lost their eyesight in the process. Many of their hair became white and grey. Many of them became aged. And yes, as men, that's challenging for us to accept and embrace and not to make nasty comments and you know, say that I wish you were young and you were like this and all the rest of it. What will Allah do? خَلَقَهُنَّ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ الْكِبْرِ عَذَارًا. After their old age, Allah will make them young and attractive. أَلْبَسَ اللَّهُ وُجُوهَهُنَّ النُّورِ. Their beauty will not happen at any beauty parlor. Their hair will not be combed at any salon. There won't be a Mandy night where someone will decorate and adorn her. Nabi alayhi salam said, the glow on their face will be from the celestial light of Allah. Albasallahu, Allah will pay tribute to the toiling and the effort of this woman, the dedication and the devotion of that woman. A society that has mocked the fundamental task of homemaking, Allah's Qasam, has lost homemakers today. Has lost homemakers. Last week when I was flying from Dubai onwards, we were sitting here, and there was, you know, I couldn't avoid it. It happened in front of me. There was this air hostess that was serving a fellow person next to me, just in front. It was quite, you know, open, and it was in front of you. So anyway, he acknowledged her. You could see from her name, she was a Muslim, and she spoke Arabic as well. He acknowledged her, and as part of acknowledging her, there was a handshake. And she said, I'm really happy with your service, and I like this airline, and you know, I will always patronize it, and the rest of it. And she said, it's my pride, and it's my honor, and I feel happy about it, and thank you. And Allah be my witness, there was a pain in my heart. And I'm not saying this in front of you, Allah knows it. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ تَعْلَمُ مَا نُخْفِي وَمَا نُعْلِنْ. رَبَّنَا إِنَّ Allah knows everything. I said, this is a Muslim woman that has been taken out of her industry. And here somebody is acknowledging her. If only she gave the same food to her father or her husband or her son with respect and dignity. And there was an exchange of warmness and embrace. I don't know where this woman's maqam would be with Allah. A society that has mocked the industry of homemakers have lost their homemakers. Forget about it. Everything is in a crash and everything is in a kindergarten and everything is happening here and there. Nursing, you're expressing the milk. How do you express the compassion of a mother? Where do you express the compassion? Where do you transmit that? So my sister, this is what Allah will give to you. Albasallahu wujuhahunna an-noor. Ajsadahunna al-harir. Allah will then give your body the silk of Jannat. Then Umm Salma radiallahu anha said, Nisa'u al-dunya afdal am nisa'u al-jannah. Nabi of Allah, I'm not over. Women like detailed questions. This is also mentioned in the tafsir. When speaking to men, you can be brief and concise. But when speaking to women, you must be detailed. The ulama deduced this from this ayah. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu idha ja'aka al-mu'minatu yubayi'naka ala alla yushrikna billahi shay'a wa la yasriqna wa la yaznina wa la yaqtulna. The whole pledge here was in great detail. In this, the tafsir is written that when speaking, explain yourself in great detail to a woman. Don't be complex and don't be short or brief or comprehensive. Nabi alayhi salam respected. He said, go for it. O Nabi of Allah, who's better? We or the woman of Jannah? You've been singing about their praises. Nabi alayhi salam said, Nisa'ud dunya afdal. The women of this world are superior to the damsels of paradise. Kafadli dhiharati ala al-bitana. Just like the outer garment enjoys superiority over the inner garment. Every person, when dressing himself, prides himself with his external clothing much more than his internal. Outside must be spick and span. Inside, you generally are not so particular about the inside dressing. But the outside, yes indeed, it's got to be spick and span. So just as the outer garment enjoys a mark of superiority over the inner, so will the damsels of paradise enjoy superiority. The woman of Jannah, this world, enjoys superiority over the damsels of paradise. But Nabi Allah, I'm still not over. Gigi, go for it. What's the third question? Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, she asked Nabi alayhi salam, Al-mar'atu minna tatazawwaj zawjaini aw thalatha man yakunu zawjuha fil jannah. Some of us get married once, some of us get married twice, sometimes thrice. Who will be our partner in Jannah? Nabi alayhi salam said in this narration, it's in Ibn Kathir under this verse of Surah Waqia, إِنَّهَا تُخَيَّرُ فَتَخْتَارُ أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. O Ummu Salma, today you will be given the honor, and Allah will say, from all your husbands, choose which one you want. And your instinct will be, because all will be handsome and all will be beautiful. So nobody will have, you know what, false teeth, or nobody will have a staff. You know what they say, how do you make out a newly wed and a nearly dead? Two couples you have. Newly wed and nearly dead. If you go there and it's the latest fragrance and the best of aroma and the sunglasses, then it was newly wed. And if you go in the other room and you see there's, you know what, magnifying glasses, there's amber, there's deep heat, there's cough mixture, then it's nearly dead. But sometimes you see these old couples and muhabbat, it brings so much joy to you. You know, you see these old people, but subhanallah, that muhabbat. I always say, to put a morsel in your wife's mouth is not a sunnah the day you get married. It is a sunnah for life. It is a sunnah for life. These are, then we want to spice up the relation. But here's the Nabi of Allah SAW saying, sit together in your house and give that morsel. In the beginning, there's a sensitive, there's this passion. No, I don't want to eat alone. You're going to give it to me and you're going to feed me and all this here. And then after that, we don't ever eat together. And what did Aisha radiallahu anha say? Kana yatatabba. She said, I cry at Nabi alayhi salam. When you say the perfection of his example, striking every balance perfectly. She said, I would drink, and then I would give him the glass. Then passionately he would look where I put my lips to put his blessed lips there. Now you want to spice your relation? You want to bring flavor? You don't need 14 February for it, my brother. And by the way, what's the connotations of a teddy bear? Nabi alayhi salam used to look for my exact place and put it there. What muhabbat? If we go back and we display that muhabbat and that affection, there will be meaning to our life. Nabi alayhi salam said, she will choose the one who has the best of character. And the narration of Qurtubi Aisha radiallahu anha said, the woman of Jannah will sing, Ala wa nahnu al-khalidatu fala namutu abada, wa nahnu al-radiyatu fala naskhatu abada, wa nahnu al-na'imatu fala nab'asu abada, wa nahnu al-muqimatu fala narhalu abada, tuba liman kana lana wa kunna lahu. They will have this song. We are young, we're attractive, we're seductive, we're beautiful, we haven't been touched, we're not demo models, we're the beautiful, we're protected, we are kept in beautiful pavilions, and they will really sing and rave about their beauty, and rightfully so, those are their privileges. Then the women of this world obviously cannot sing those songs because they don't have that. Old age has come upon them, death has come upon them, weakness has come. So they will counter it with certain privileges that Allah has given them. And they will say, Ala wa nahnu al-musalliyatu wa ma sallaytunna. Qurtubi, I read the narration myself. Ala wa nahnu al-musalliyatu wa ma sallaytunna. Wa nahnu al-mutawaddi'atu wa ma tawadda'tunna. Wa nahnu al-sa'imatu wa ma sumtunna. Wa nahnu al-mutasaddiqatu wa ma tasaddaqtunna. You know what, sister? Mashallah, you're young, you're attractive, you're beautiful. But then you know what, in Ramadan I used to fast when my husband was gone and my children were gone. And I was alone. What keeps that woman under discipline in that kitchen? I know a friend of mine, he cannot come in the kitchen from Asr till Maghrib whole Ramadan. I'm like, my brother, grow up, man, you're an adult. You need to be real, man. It cannot be like, you know, like some of us, you know, the weekend before Ramadan, is like we need to eat, finish now. No, really, brothers. The body language of that is like Allah is going to burden me in a week. No, man, I'm not on with that. I'm really not on with that. Hang on, my Allah, I've been just partying my whole life with respect and dignity. What's this, do this and eat this, and we need to have a barbecue and a party and this and that. We need to wrap up everything. You know, Ramadan is... Hang on, my brother. When my Allah says to eat, I eat. When my Allah says... What the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said... What is the kamal of iman? Man ahabba lillah, wa abghadha lillah, wa a'ta lillah, wa mana'a lillah, faqad istakmal al-iman. My emotions are regulated by my Allah. So they will say, we observe fast, you didn't fast. We observed ablution, you didn't observe ablution. We performed prayer, you didn't perform prayer. And we gave charity in our wealth in the path of Allah. The month of Ramadan is closed. We make an appeal to the sisters, those that have their own wealth and have their own zakat. Be conscious. Remember the hadith of Muslim Sharif. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to those women, Siwaraini min nar. Let not these bangles and bracelets become flames of hell. So if you have discharge, And really, my brother, be happy that Allah has made me amongst those who give zakat and not receive zakat. Give with a happy heart. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu anfiqu min tayyibati ma kasabtum. Tayyib. Allah, this is, I am so grateful that you've made this possible and you've made it, favored me to be amongst those that give. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a blissful life, with a happy life, with a meaningful life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us to embrace this month with the correct zeal and the correct spirit. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our bond and our relation with Him and to make us amongst those people. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ. Allah referred to entry into Jannah as the inheritance of paradise. And the wisdom of inheritance, or the phrase of inheritance is that only form of ownership which is irrevocable. Every other form of ownership, you can revoke it. There's explanation, jurisprudic rulings, etc. But entry, that man died, you've become the automatic owner. When Jannah will be given to you, this is irrevocable. So we need to aspire. We need to do good things. We need to do good things. One pious scholar said, "Talabul Jannati bila amal dhanbun min adh-dhunub." To aspire for paradise without any good action is also a sin from amongst the sins that the children of Adam commit. So we need to do actions. And I'll end with this last hadith here. In one hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, how to go to Jannah? He said, liberate a slave. How to go to Jannah? Spend of your wealth. And the sahabi said, how else? He said, assist someone. He said, if I cannot do anything, O Nabi of Allah, how can I go to Jannah? Nabi alayhi salam said, keep your evil to yourself. Don't harm anyone. What an easy way. Don't harm anyway. I use this example in Canada. When you land there at the airport at Pearson, so the walk from the from the aircraft to the immigration building is a long walk. So they have these express walkways, and to expedite the process, they encourage you to get onto the express walkway, and they have this advert there: stand still and get there faster. Stand still and get there faster. Sometimes I say to you, my brother, do nothing and get into Jannah. When I mean do nothing, don't harm your neighbor, don't offend anyone, don't cause pain to your employee, don't cause pain to people, don't hurt people. Be sensitive to people's feelings. Watch how you talk. Appreciate the environment. Someone has lost his husband and a woman. Me, I can never manage without a husband. I don't know how you live. How do we talk today? Keep your evil and don't harm anyone. Allah grant us all the understanding. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Sayyidina wa maulana Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina azaban nar. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah wal-mu'afat al-da'imah fi al-deen wal-dunya wal-akhirah wal-fawza bil-jannah wal-najaat min al-nar. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا. اللهم اجعل أولادنا برا تقيا وأنبتهم في الإسلام نباتا حسنا. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك. اللهم اجعلنا نخشاك كأننا نراك واسعدنا بتقواك ومتعنا برؤياك واجمعنا مع نبيك ومصطفاك صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ونبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان، أنت المستعان، وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم ما قصر عنه رأينا ولم تبلغه مسألتنا من خيري الدنيا والآخرة، فاجعل لنا منه أوفر الحظ والنصيب. وصل اللهم وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.